Javonte, congratulations on the touchdown catch on Saturday. What a grab in the corner of the end zone.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. Just trying to go out there and make plays for my team.
Did you know you had a foot down? Everybody was looking at it, looked at it about five times. Did you know it was down?
My first thought was, oh man, like I can't be in. Like the way my body was, like how I was when I landed out, I honestly thought.
You had
a
guy draped on you too.
Man, I swear, I hit the cameraman and everything, so I definitely thought I was further back in the end zone when I caught it. But going back and looking at the replay, man, it was amazing to see how I was able to control the ball and, you know, get my feet down.
You work on that every day, getting the foot down, don't you?
Because Burns, you know, he preaches that a lot to us. You know, we have a lot of drills where we go and, you know, just try to keep feet in, do toe tap works and stuff. So, you know, Coach Burns is doing a really great job with us and, you know, just ball mechanics and, you know, just having strong hands and, you know, going up, high point the ball, everything. So, yeah.
What has Coach Burns meant to you? Has he made you a better route runner?
Coach Burns has definitely made me a better route runner. He's made me a better receiver, whole period. You know, Coach Burns is really one of them coaches, you know, he expects the best from you, especially when he knows what you're capable of. And Coach Burns is one of them guys, you know, no matter what the situation is on the field, he's always willing to, you know, go out there, help you, tell you what you can do better. You know, I do this. Yeah, you did good, but I'm going to show you how to do it better. You know, Coach Burns is one of them coaches. He expects everything but greatness from all of his guys, and that's one thing, you know, I love about him because, you know, he came in and coming into the year, you know, I didn't really know much about him, didn't really get recruited as much, you know, with the transition being so quick. And, you know, he was just one of them guys who came in and made everybody better, and that's one thing I can say I love about him.
In fact, when you came here, you didn't know anybody, did you, with the transfer from Mississippi State?
No, sir, I honestly didn't. You know, I knew a few guys with them being from my hometown, but as far as, you know, the team, you know, it was more about me coming in, building a bond with everybody, and, you know, just getting real comfortable. And these guys here helped me with that tremendously. You know, I can't thank them enough for taking me in as one of their own when I first got here and, you know, just helping me become a better player and also a better teammate for them guys.
So you're from Nashville. You decide to transfer after you get your degree at Mississippi State,
yes, sir.
Is important to you.
Yes, sir.
Why was it Tennessee? Why did it feel good to come home?
You know, it was so many thought processes, actually, you know, through my many years of school, just thinking about, like, dang, like, it was so many times where I had thought about if I was back home or, you know, just doing this back home with my Tennessee guys. And, you know, especially with me having a daughter not to in the month of June, you know, being closer to home was a big part of it. And, you know, just being able to come home to your home state, you know, it's just a different type of love when you have people that's actually here that knows you and remember your name. Like the recruiting process coming back to Tennessee was amazing. You know, fans remember me from 3-4 years ago when Bush was here. So, you know, it was just a amazing experience having all those guys, you know, cheer me on to come play for the Vols. So,
yeah, but suddenly you come in and you got to be one of the senior leaders on this team, don't you?
Yes, sir. And that, you know, it's always, you know, I took that role as, you know, let's go here, let's get it done because, you know, like I said in my other interviews, all the guys are young. Most of our guys are young. And it's just about building those guys up and helping them guys, you know, become better players and better teammates for us as a whole, you know. And the young guys, they're doing an amazing job. As you see, we have so many young receivers making plays on the field, and, you know, it's just going to get better as the year goes on and on. And I'm excited to see what those guys do.
All right, you're Mississippi State. You don't go to the Swamp. You come to Tennessee. Your first shot at Florida is down in Gainesville. You've heard about going down there. What are your thoughts about finally playing at Florida?
Honestly, you know, away games always been my favorite. I like going to go experience different stadiums. You know, not too many people get those experiences. So, you know, going down there and playing in Gainesville, man, I'm extremely excited. You know, just a different atmosphere. I like to see how other fans react. I like to see how other stadiums are appear. So I'm extremely excited, and I'm ready to go down there and put on a show.
They'll be yelling against you Saturday.
You already know, and you know, that's the best feeling when you have the odds against you coming in. You know, that's the best feeling, especially making a play and hearing them not cheer. Man, that's just the best feeling. You know, having all the momentum, be blown away by making big plays, and the fans all of there cheering, going silent. You know, it's just the best feeling. You can go to a different stadium and, you know, put on the show.
Good luck, Javonte. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you.